kind of open up a package of my bologna, and it was instead of my Sharona, and it was all about cured luncheon meat. It's a fun song. Well done. A charge to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. And Mike in Huntsville, Alabama. Mike, I'm so glad that you're with us after going on the air a few weeks ago. He knew that we were looking for the gremlin. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, Mike. And I think I was able to congratulate everybody who got the correct answer. Oh, here's Susan came up with it. And also Sharon came up with the correct answer. If I missed your name, my apologies. It's been a busy morning. I think I got everybody. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Found a nest up west where I can swing the rent. The place was clean, the trees were nice, the view was heaven sent. But there was just one rule of which the landlord's much too proud. He just won't budge about that sign that says no dogs allowed. That's why I can't get along, little doggy. I can't even get one that's small. No, I can't get along, little doggy. I can't get a doggy. Didn't play guitar too loud, had paid the rent on time. And after several months of this, I figured they were prime. I kindly asked for reconsideration on a mutt, but they were locked and loaded with no ifs, ands, or buts. That's why I can't get along, little doggy. I can't even get one that's small. No, I can't get along, little doggy. I can't get a doggy. Months pass and doggone it if I finally felt fed up. A life well lived is lived beside a loyal little pup. I mustered up and went to tell the landlord that was that. And would you know his house is filled with 47 cats. That's why I can't get along, little doggy. I can't even get one that's small. No, I can't get along, little doggy. I can't.
That is a guy named Poy, or is it Pois? I think it's Poy. Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade and can't get along, little doggy. We had quite a flurry of text messages and emails just now. And I see there are a few that I have not replied to. And if that's the case, my apologies. I'm going to try to get back to you shortly. Such a busy morning. Thank you for for making our day and for being a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Is here to join us this hour, and I'm glad he is. In a moment, we'll get the sound away from the sound hound and give you a chance to take a guess as to the soundy found. Okay, easy. Let me get the sound from him now. He always gets so ferocious there at the end as he tries to hold the sound away from me for as long as he can. Are you ready to hear the sound? Here it is. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Sound Hound, if you would again, please. Good luck, kids, adults, everybody in between. Welcome. Try to guess what that song is. 412-200-5975. If you are a lover of radio, like I am, you might know the term air check, which is basically an edited version of a past broadcast, usually edited to take the music out because radio people like to hear what's in between the music, primarily. And I was listening to an air check that came my way featuring Larry O'Brien, who was half of O'Brien and Gary. I'm sure you might remember O'Brien and Gary. Long time, very successful morning hosts in Pittsburgh. And they had a mystery. It was called the Secret Sound Contest. And this was actually run by the radio station they were on. And the sound that day from the air check I listened to was the sound of two eggs being rubbed together. So I think that our sounds are more solvable. The sound of two eggs running together, I'm not even sure. They had to be giving hints along with those things. 412-200-5975. I'm going to give the Sound Hound a little food as you work on that.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, dreamt I held you by my side. Then I awoke, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I cried. Sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. No words to tell you how much I love you. Please don't take away.
I was thinking on the railroad just the other day, how I've rambled through Topeka and I played in Santa Fe. But in all my shuffling motions, I guess I have to say I've never been to Atchison. My cousin Alan moved there, seems he did quite well. Bought a little house and fixed it up, it's called the Atchison Bell. It's an Airbnb now for the finest clientele never been to Atchison. Well, I know some folks from Atchison, nice as they can be. Is everyone in town like them? Someday I'd like to see. It lies beside the river they call the Big Muddy, but I have never been to Atchison. Passed by there before the town was named. Amelia Earhart was born there, but Amy moved away. I might go there on vacation, I might decide to stay, but still I've never been to Atchison. I was talking to Jimmy Rogers about all the trains he knew, the Burlington and Northern California Zephyr too. Well, the singing brakeman yodeled, and then he said, hey, hey, even I ain't been to Atchison. I know some folks from Atchison, as nice as they can be. Is everyone in town like them? Someday I'd like to see. It lies beside the river they call the Big Muddy, but I have never been to Atchison.
Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius, his wife, and Atchison, and before them, you heard Ms. Allison, and You Are My Sunshine. We have a few correct answers on our SoundHound, but not as many as I would have thought. Here it is again. One more time. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And as you think it through, I will acknowledge some of the guesses that have come in. Brian, good morning. He thought it might be a bunch of marbles. That's a pretty good guess. It's not that. Greg in McKeesport thought it could be cracking a walnut. Brian also thought it might be the sound of air hockey being played. I can hear that going back and forth, the air hockey. Movements. Let me go back to the beginning here. We've had a lot of calls. A dice popper, one of those pop-o-matic dice poppers. That was guessed by John and Carrick. John and Economy Burrow got it correct. He was the first to get it correct. And Mike and Mars also came up with it. A correct answer from Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina. Aileen in Maine, good morning to you. Aileen thought it might be shooting pool balls, breaking the pool balls at the beginning, or maybe simply shooting them. That is not the answer, but still a good guess. Caden is out in eastern Pennsylvania, listening with his mom, Annie. Caden thinks the sound is cracking an egg. His mom thinks it sounds more like a firecracker. What do you think? 412-200-5975. It's neither of those. Ty tells us that Jack thinks it's a ball with another ball inside of it going down three steps. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Theo says it's an egg inside of an egg inside of another egg. And then there is another egg with an egg inside of it. And they are hitting together. And he made that guess before I said the sound of two eggs rubbing together. So that's pretty incredible. Unfortunately, neither of those is correct, but those are great guesses. That's wonderful. Ty in Valencia thinks it could be the sound of opening the foil on a can of nuts. Here it is again. Once you know what it is, it's obvious. 412-200-5975. Stu and McCandless got it exactly right. Otis, by way of Drew, says it could be a slingshot. Sounds like the Cub Scout camp slingshot range. It's not a slingshot. A good guess. Larkin says that it could be a builder. Dad says that it's trouble. Tommy has the correct answer. Here's a little bit more of that sound, and then we will give you the correct answer. We'll leave it open if you would like to try to solve it. 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975. Did you figure it out? You might have been going through a lot of these during the heat wave. It's the sound of crushing an aluminum can. And Bernie just had a guess that was really close. A can of soft drink coming out of a vending machine. But you think about it, you finish a beverage in a beverage can, and then when you're done, you can throw it away. Just like that. And Soundhound, we thank you very much for your help this morning. Nick in West Mifflin thought it could be crushing a plastic water bottle, and actually we accepted that as an answer too because it sounded so much like that as well. Now it's a pleasure to talk with Shelley Lukes, who's going to join us. Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Shelley is with the Allegheny County Music Festival and is with the Department of Human Services. Our old friend, State Supreme Court Judge Max Baer, years ago established when he was with the county, a special fund within the Department of Human Services that could get things for kids that government funding cannot be used for. Things like musical instruments, like uniforms for certain types of sports, other things. It was really innovative. And the Allegheny County Music Festival is the principal way that money is raised for this fund. I think I've got that correct, Shelley, and it's really grown since its inception, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Yeah, all total, we've awarded more than $1.3 million since 2000, and the festival itself has already brought in over $590,000. We've had some other fundraisers throughout the years, but this has always been our principal fundraiser for the fund. And because of this fund, as you said, the lives of over 3,000 children and youth have been enriched through it. So it's a really special fund. It's something that I was really excited to be able to sort of spearhead and work with the county on when I came into this role. And we just have a really fun weekend planned on Sunday. We're hoping folks will come out It's at Heartwood Acres Park Amphitheater. It starts at 5:30 p.m. We have three great musical acts lined up. We have two local bands, Woodland Creatures. They're fresh off their second album. We have indie rock legend, Meaning of Important People. They have a great following locally. And then our headliner is Randall Bauman's Ramble, and it's going to be a celebration of Levon Helm's Midnight Rambles. So we have a band of 30-plus members, some of Pittsburgh's greatest musicians who are coming together to play songs from the band, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Van Morrison. We have a full horn section, a bunch of backup singers. So basically, we are throwing a big party in the park on Sunday, and we just want to see everyone come out and have a great community atmosphere and just have a good time with their family and friends.
And it's a great time. You'll be able to make a donation. Typically, is there a by car admission that's collected, or is it past the hat?
We have a few elements going on. So when you enter, we suggest a donation of $20 per vehicle. And then once you get into the park and you're into the festivities, there's a 50-50 raffle that's happening. And the last couple years, the take-home amount has been around $1,200. So you put in $20, you get your 40 tickets, and hopefully you leave home with a lot more. We also have a basket raffle, and that features regional merchandise and gift certificates. We have six baskets, all different themes, and they're all $1,000 or more estimated value. And then we have food trucks. You can come and get dinner, get dessert. For the adults, we have Black Dog Winery and Hop Farm Brewing Company. We also have face painting for kids and adults alike. And then we also have a custom design festival t-shirt that we sell every year. And this year's has our headliner on the back and the date. It's a really fun yellow color. So there's a lot that you can partake in. All of that money from all of those things I mentioned, 100% of that goes back to the Allegheny County Music Festival Fund directly to help our kids in care.
Well, I really hope that things go well. It was very innovative when Judge Bear came up with this years ago, and it makes a difference in the lives of so many people. So here's hoping it's another great year. I can't believe you've raised over $1 million after all this time. Just absolutely incredible. So keep up the good work, Shelley. And anything else you'd like to mention?
I hope we see everyone come out. And as you're coming out and you're buying things and you're enjoying yourself and partaking in the raffles, just please know that we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for helping our kids in care, because if it weren't for everyone who comes out to the festival and the other fundraisers that we do, we couldn't do the amazing work we do for our kids. And it's so meaningful to them to get to participate in activities that their peers are doing, and otherwise they wouldn't have the opportunity. So just thank you for doing this for our kids. I know you're coming out to have fun, but I hope everyone has that in their mind that they are a huge help to what we do.
Thank you. Thanks, Shelley. Take care.
Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the times. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. Have me confused. I don't need to try and understand. Maybe I'll get up, turn off the news. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hearted. We might feel a bit more free. Something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can see. Hope that they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. wanna be happy. Turn off the news and build a garden, just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hardened, we might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids, give them something to believe. Build a garden with me. Turn off the news and build a garden. With me.
There you have West Virginia's Kathy Mattea. Turn off the news, build a garden, broadcasting live, us, not the garden, from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at slbradio.org/radio.
Casey Jones was a mighty man. Now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight wheel under his command.
He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolls down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolls down.
People all along the line, all along how he made that whistle whine. Said to his fireman, better hold your seat, we're gonna make this ride to do the boogie beat.
He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line.
Ringing a bell, and everybody on the line could tell Casey Jones was coming to town with a great big wheel burning the ground.
He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line.
Oh, Scotty. Thank you.
North was a mighty man. Now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight wheel under his command.
He made a freight train boogie all time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Made a freight train boogie all time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line.
There you've got special consensus. And the freight train boogie here at the Saturday Light Brigade. How nice to have you here along with us. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in just a few moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Hello to James playing along this morning. Nice to have you tuned in. James had guessed a staple gun as we were playing our Sound Hound puzzle earlier. Not that. We were looking for the sound of crushing a can. And now here is a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Can you tell us what one word naturally comes after watch, hot, and under? Watch, hot, and under. One word naturally follows those three.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Again, watch, hot, and under. We're looking for one word that follows those three. And if you think you know what that one word is, share the answer with us at 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. Gonna stay on the freight trains. Here is Louisa Branscombe.
Freight train whistle. beside me till the dawn, with nothing but a freight train for a song.
Peace like a river in my soul.
Elizabeth Mitchell at the Saturday Light Brigade. A nice song there from her piece, Like a River. What a busy morning it's been. There is so much that has been going on today. We've been trying to hold on sort of hold on to everything as the phones have rung. 412-200-5975. John and Addie in East Deer just got the correct answer to our afterthoughts puzzle. And good morning to Tommy in Virginia, who made a comment about the train songs we've been playing. John and Carrick also has the correct answer to our afterthoughts puzzle. So does Gail in Stanton Heights. Let me repeat the puzzle in case you missed it. We are looking for the word that naturally follows watch, hot, and under. We could add guard, hunting, service to that list.